KCAW listener question from Daniel. Do either of you support a state payroll tax? If not, why not? It's time for the state to start getting some money back from all the seasonal employees who take all their earnings back to the lower 48. For Dr. Ween.
I come from originally New Jersey, and there are a lot of people from New Jersey who worked in Manhattan, and Manhattan didn't like the idea that they were earning their money and being taxed like New Jersey. So what they did was something very simple, and it protected people from New York, and they just issued a separate tax for those, and they would have to file a separate form on people who were not from Alaska, and they would have to just pay it. I think that we don't have to go through a payroll tax for everybody, but we can direct it as they have done in other states, which would make it simple and I think appropriate, to capture some of that money. So I think the solution is potentially straightforward.
Representative Chris Tompkins.
Most of all, I'm a supporter of a balanced budget, and a balanced budget is difficult. Alaska hasn't seen a balanced budget, a truly balanced budget, in 6 years. And to do that without relying on, rhetoric that sounds good but just can't be substantiated is completely unrealistic. It requires a diversified, it requires basically three things: continued downward pressure on the budget, the operating budget. It requires a broad-based revenue source, including what the question asks, or it could be other, it could be a statewide sales tax. There's sort of other options. And it includes restructure the permanent fund, all three. And there's no credible budget proposal in Alaska right now that does not involve those three that mathematically balances. That is just a hard and cold truth. And what happens is when people don't recognize that truth is what happens the last 6 years, which is the legislature has flushed away about $15 billion in savings because it's much more convenient to spend down savings than to look at the hard, cold truth of what will balance the budget in Alaska. And to me, that's unconscionable. It's been one of the most frustrating things I've seen. I think it's a matter of intergenerational equity when you flush away that kind of savings. And you do it because it's easier than making the hard decisions that balance the budget. So the answer is yes, I support a balanced budget.
This question is for Jonathan. Representative Chris Tompkins from KCAW listener Patty. Our city leaders got us into building a dam with electrical bills that cannot pay the principal on the loan. There is no way that a town this size could possibly pay off the debt. What would you do to help us with this impossible situation?
It's a difficult situation, and I defer to local leaders like Dr. Ween on the assembly and the current assembly for a path forward. I mean, I continue to be hopeful that actually might be federal funds. I had a meeting with Mayor Paxton and Keith Brady, the city administrator, today talking about that. But in terms of the state of Alaska's role, I mean, as everybody knows, we're awash in red ink as it is, and the prospect of $50 million coming down from on high isn't realistic. I mean, one of the consequences of not balancing our budget is there is $0 capital budget in Alaska. We can't get state money, or it's very hard to get state money to rebuild a dilapidated police station, much less direct $10 or $20 or $50 million to the dam. So, I mean, until Alaska's fiscal house is in order, the state of Alaska's ability to help communities like Sitka is very limited. But I certainly support a creative solution to approach to the problem, and maybe there's something on the federal level that could be helpful.
Dr. Ween?
God helps those that help themselves. I think we need a vibrant state economy. It is that economy that feeds all the infrastructure around the state. Whether you realize it or not, since oil was discovered, 85% of the unrestricted funding has been from oil. It is 27% of our gross state product. And the reason I bring that up is if we have a diversified economy, if we support, there are 400,000 barrels that are very close to entering the pipeline now. And then if we support all aspects, whether it's resource development, business, et cetera, obviously in a smart way, support the fisheries, mariculture, and develop a economy, then I think that we may be able to request funds, you know, for the dam. The dam was a mistake in its funding, and I can pontificate at length for that, but I will have to stop.